Day 48. Dusting and seeding.
I wish we didn't have so many ways of changing a word's grammatical category.
What do you mean, Patrick?
Well, there's adding a suffix, like changing the verb convict into the noun conviction. But you can change convict into another noun with a different meaning, convict, by simply moving the stress from the end to the beginning.
And don't forget where you don't do anything at all, like taste, laugh, catch, cover, walk, turn, etc. All verbs that you can also use as nouns. And how about nouns you can use as verbs, remember?
Yeah, like break, spot.
And corner, coat, skin, water, hand, pilot, milk, dust, ship, and so on. There are tons of them. Just for fun, how do you use these as verbs?
Okay. Corner the market, water the plants, hand me that wrench, milk the cow, ship it airmail. Is that enough?
Sure, but let's take a closer look. What actually happens in water the plants?
The plants get watered. That's obvious, Marta.
No, I mean literally. Without using water as a verb, what happens?
You put water on the plants.
And in milk the cow, do you put milk on the cow?
Of course not. But I see what you're getting at. Water the plants is like, say, butter the bread, oil the hinge, where you put something on something else. Milk the cow is like maybe juice the orange.
Nice examples. Now, what about dust? That's an interesting one.
How so? Pretty obvious. There's dust, noun, on the furniture. So you dust, verb, the furniture.
Meaning you take the dust off the furniture, right?
Of course.
All right. So much for dusting the furniture. What about dusting the crops?
Same thing. No, wait a minute. In dusting the furniture, you take the dust off. In dusting the crops, you put the dust on. It's like water the plants and milk the cow rolled into one. Except that with dust, it's only one verb.
Yes. And there are some other examples of this kind of thing. What do you find inside of oranges, lemons, grapes?
Seeds, I guess.
And when the seeds are removed, the oranges are what?
Seeded.
Now, what do you sprinkle on the ground if you want to grow some grass?
Fertilizer?
No, come on, Patrick.
Seeds again, grass seeds.
So when you sprinkle the seeds, your lawn is what?
Seeded, again. I get it now, Marta. It's like dust. Seeded oranges versus seeded lawns. Seeds taken out versus seeds put on.
Bravo! You've just glimpsed a few of the rare examples of a word whose meaning contains its own opposite.